Da Führer mit Bass, the very first line on top. Ein Sheilo Sholem. So we said in the Beis Amerchas, in the inner room, there's no Sheilo Sholem. You don't give Sholem, the name of Hashem is Sholem, so you don't give Sholem in the Beis Amerchas. Messiah Leila Rav Hamnuna Mishmei Deula, Domer also La Adam Shitin Sholem El Chaver in Beis Amerchas. It's also to give Sholem to somebody in the Beis Amerchas. Mishum Shenemar Vayikra Lo Hashem Sholem. That Gideon called Hashem, he called him Hashem Sholem. Hashem, whose name is Sholem. So that's the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Frank Tamara, Elameata, if that's the reason, it should be Osir also, Elameata, Hemenusa Nami, also Lamemer Besakise. It should be also the Saina Besakise, Hemenusa, Neman. Because, Lachaira, that's also the name of Hashem. Tichsiv Hakel HaNeman. It says Hakel HaNeman. So, that's also the name of Hashem, so it should also be also in the basic Yisra. Maybe you'll say that is true, that it is so. No, Vama Rav Bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Shor Lameim Rav Menus Basic Yisra. It's mutar, there's no Yisra. Remember the Gemara, and there's a difference. Awesome Shem Gufa Lo Yikra Achim. Dimintagamin Alka Mehemna. Over there, it's not that that's the name of Hashem. Rather, that's an attribute of Hashem. It's describing Hashem's attribute. Is Hashem who is Neman, who is faithful. But Hacha Hashem Guf Ikra Shalom. But here, when it means Hashem Shalom, means that's Hashem's name. Dechsi Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. He was called Shalom. He called him Shalom. So that is a name of Hashem, rather than just a description of Hashem, an attribute of Hashem, that is the name. And that's why to give Sholem in the Beis Amerchas is also, but not to say Neman. Frektosis, and the Targum of Hashem Sholem, the Targum says, it's the Ovid Le Sholem. It's Hashem who makes Sholem, who gives Sholem. So Lechaira, it's also an attribute of Hashem. So why are we saying it's the name of Hashem? So Tosfos answers, it's the name of Hashem. Why was he given that name? Because he makes Sholem, because he gives Sholem. But therefore, it was a name. Now, if it was only an attribute, Tosfos says, then it would have said, Hashem Shloimoy. But it says Hashem Sholem, that's his name. Why does he have that name? Because he is Hashem who makes Sholem. The Avad Shalom, but since he does, that's why he's called Shalom. But as opposed to Neman, which is not the name of Hashem, it's only an attribute, and that's why Shalom is also to give in the Beis Amerchats, but not to say Neman. So another member that he said is Hanoisen Amaton Lachaver Tzorach Laidia. If you give a present to your friend, you have to inform him. You have to tell him, Rash says, if you're going to, or that if you did already, that you did. Because we find by Shabbos that Chaz Yisrael, they were informed that they were given this matana, this precious matana of Shabbos, to inform them that I am Hashem who makes you Kaddish, I'm giving you Shabbos, and I'm making you Kaddish. I have a very special matana in my treasure house. B'Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakish litnol Yisrael, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Lech v'hoidim. Go and inform them, tell them about this. Mikanam Rishim Megamliel, Hanoisin Pas Latinach, Tzarech Leidia Leimai. That we see from here that if you're giving a present to a child, you have to inform the mother. So we have to inform them. So as Rashi and as Rishonim speak out, that by informing the mother, by informing the parent or the person of the matana, that fosters ava vereus, closeness. You see how much you're machshev, they see how much you're machshev, them or their child, and that fosters ava shalom vereus. So therefore it's important to inform them. So how do you inform? You give the person something to the child, you give the pas to the tinek, how do you now inform the mother? My avilei, what do you do? Amar Abaye, shayif le mishcha, You put oil, you rub them with oil, malay kuchla, and you put a cosmetic around the eye. But nowadays we don't do that because that was in that time was a maisa that they used to do for kishuf. So they wouldn't do that. So what do you do alternatively? You put from some of the food that you're giving him, you put it and put it around his face or his mouth so that the parent doesn't think it's kishuf, and it's not kishuf. They'll just assume that the child was eating it, and in the course of eating it, some of the food got on his face. So you have to inform the person. Taisa says, however, this is talking about a matana of ava. So it's now it encourages, fosters ava v'shalom v'reyus. But by tzedakah, opposite. By tzedakah, you do not inform the person. It's matan b'seisich v'av. It should be done secretly, privately. So, nice matan l'chaver at zorach la'idea. Frak de gemara ini v'amur av chama bar chanina. Nice matan l'chaver ain't zorach la'idea. You do not have to inform if you're giving matana. Shenemaro Moshe lo yoda ki karan or pana b'davar itay. Moshe had hadras ponim, his face was shiny. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it. And he didn't know that his face was shiny. He had this present of karan or panav, and he didn't know, so he was not informed. So you see that he was given this present, he was not told, that you don't have to inform the person. For example, the Gemara like Kasha, if it's something of Avida L'Gluya, it's going to be revealed anyway, then you don't have to inform the person, because it's going to be apparent, and it's going to be revealed, and he'll know about it. But if it's something like giving a pass to the Tinek, it's not going to be revealed unless you inform the parent. So therefore, Tzorach by Matona, that will not be revealed on its own, Tzorach lo yidia. Frak de Gemara, what do you mean? The makor for Tzorach lo yidia is from Shabbos. L'das ki nashem b'kadeshcha. V'ha-Shabbos David l'gluya. Shabbos is going to be, they're going to know about it, they're told about Shabbos, they're going to be informed, it's going to be revealed. So why? And over there, you see, Ladas kineshim kadishkom. They were informed, nevertheless. More answers. Matan schor lo yovid l'gluya. Yes, the mitzvah of Shabbos, the azharas of Shabbos, were going to be revealed, but the matan scharai, was not going to be revealed on its own, and therefore the Rabbi Shalom made a special point, Ladas kineshim kadishkom, which Rashi says ba'al peh, they were informed of the matan schar, of the great reward for Shabbos. Rav Chista have a knock of the other tati matanta de tur. He was holding the matanas of kahuna from the animals. It's royal chaya and v'keva. Those are the parts of the animal that are to be given to the kohen. And Rashi and Tosfos have a richas over here that at that time it was noyeg in chutz laretz, and the mitzvah of giving this royal chaya and v'keva, which it was not noyeg today. But at that time, there were still noeg in chutz laretz to give it to a kohen. Rav Chista was a kohen. Now, these matanais are mutorim for a zar. It does not have to be, it's not like truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen. These matanais can be eaten by non-kohen as well. So Amr, he said, kol manda osi v'amrali shmei tzacharat ha-mishmei de Rav, anyone who tells me something in the name of Rav that I didn't know, which is a chiddush to me, havina leinale, I will give these matanais to them. So he told him this memra that we just said, that you have to inform the person of matona. So he gave them, Rav Chista gave him the matonas. He says, it's so precious to you, what Rav taught, his shmaitz are so precious to you. And he said, yes. That coincides and consistent with another member of Rav who said, Milsal Bishayu Yikira, for the person who's accustomed to wearing a certain coat, a certain garment, he's accustomed to it, it's very precious to him. So it has a special importance to him. So here also, you are a Talmud of Rav, and the Shmaitzes of Rav are so precious to you. Amar le, Amar Rav Achi, did Rav say this memra? Basrais hadif le mikamaisa, this is even more precious to me than the first thing you said. If I had another set of matonas, I would have given to you as well, because it's even more precious. Marsha speaks out that it was so precious because he spoke to him on a personal basis. He was a Talmud, and he was a Talmud, and it reflected on the importance of Rav's memories to him and how special they were to him, so it spoke to him on a personal note as well. Another member that he said, he should not show favoritism to his children. He should not show one, treat him more differently than the other, and another one, give him a more benefits or to treat him in a more special way. Because the weight of two sloim of fine wool, of milos of fine wool, that he gave to Yosef with the kusayinus hapasim more than the other sons, and his it was because of that, it was the jealousy rose, and they were then were down to with our avos went down to Mitzrayim, and they had all of the suffering and bondage in Mitzrayim. So because of this little bit of favoritism, so to speak, this mishkal shnei sloim milos, so some Rishonim learned that it's lav davka because the kesoinus weighs more than that. It's somewhat of an exaggeration or euphemism. Others learned that no, they all had kesoinus, that it's just that Yosef's had special cuffs, and the additional amount of what his was weighed more, the addition was only shnei sloim milos of fine wall, but only for a small little some extra wall. Because of that, and all this tragedy occurred, that they sold, the brothers got jealous, they sold Yosef, and they all went down to Mitzrayim. Frictasis, what do you mean? We had the Brisbane Absorim that Vavon Vinu Samar Bimashana, that it was Ibn Nevuah, they were foretold that they would go down, they were inevitably going to go down to Mitzrayim. So why was it because of this? Why do this Gemara attribute it to the jealousy to the brothers? They were destined to go down to Mitzrayim in any event. So Taisa says that perhaps had it not been for this event, there would have been Arba Mitzrayim, but there wouldn't have been such a difficult bondage, slavery, and the suffering wouldn't have been so hard. As Lamaisa, we see, and the 400 years started with the birth of Yitzchak. And there wasn't slavery at that time. It wasn't that the entire 400 years were slavery. And even when they went down to Mitzrayim for the 210 years, it wasn't all slavery. So the difficult portion, the suffering, was increased because of this maisa of the jealousy and the sale of Yosef. Another member, he said, a person should look for a city where it's dwelled, it was built more recently. The older the city is, by a city of Avodah Zorah, etc., the more the Averis accumulate, the more it piles up, and the more likely there is to be a Puranas, to be a destruction. So a person should go and search after a city which is built more recently and has therefore less Averis that have accumulated. It is dwelt and established more recently and has therefore less averus. Shenemar, where do we see this? Loit told the Malachim when they came to destroy Sodom, he said, let's go to this city, Mitzar, it's Kreva, and let's escape, and I'll escape to that city and dwell there. My Kreva, what does it mean, Kreva? If it means kreva, and it's here as it's kreva, and it's close by, and it's a small city, so why did Light have to? If that's the case, why did Light have to tell them that? They saw. They would say they didn't have to inform them of that. Ella, what was he meant? What did he mean to say by that? He meant to say it's kreva. Ella mitayshu shivasa kreva. Since it was more recently built, it's not that old a city, it has less avera, so it would be safer over there. It's a city that we can dwell there, I can dwell there safely, because it has less avera. So a person similarly should look for a city that is more recently established, where the averas are less, and less likely to have a Puranasa destruction. Omer Rav in Micro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Dirsiv Imalta no Shama. It says that Imalta no Loi said to the Malachim, let us escape over there, let us escape to this city. No is no, it means please no, but Nun Allah, Bigimatri, Nun Vachadham. So the Gematria was no. The Gematria of Mitzvah was 51, so it was established for 51 years. Vishal Stoim, Nun Vabes. And however, Stoim was a year older. It was established 52 years earlier. Rashi and Tosfos go into the Cheshbon, how we know that Stoim was 52 years, working through with through the lifetime and events of Avraham Avinu. Stoim was 52, and Mitzvah was 51, so it was a safer place to escape to. Where it says, Vishal Vosa Chavav, and its time of peace was 26 years. Its time existed for 52 years. Half of it, 26 years, were peaceful. The other 26 years were not. Tichsiv, Shteimes Reshonov, Des Karalarm. They served Karalarm for 12 years, so that was not peaceful. Vishleishes Reshonov, Marado, they rebelled for 13 years, so that's 13 and 12, 12, 25, which there was no peace. And it says, Obasar Shonov, on the 14th year, of the rebellion, then that's when the war took place. So it was a total of 26 years of shibud and war, and 26 years of peace, and it was destroyed after 52 years. Mitzer was 1 year earlier, and therefore it was a more desirable place, less of Eris, to escape to.